Welcome back. First, that €13 billion, that's the amount of money the Irish government is due from Apple. It stems from this morning's European Court of Justice ruling, to which the EU Competition Commissioner Margrethe Vestager gave this reaction.
Today is a big win for European citizens and for tax justice. The Court of Justice confirmed the decision from 2016 by the European Commission. Ireland granted Apple unlawful aid, which Ireland now has to recover. And this judgment is final. The court also confirms the Commission decision in the Google Shopping antitrust case. And also this is a final judgment. Let me first talk about the Apple case and the judgment in itself. It's a win for the Commission. It's also a win for the level playing field of the internal market and for tax justice.
David Murphy, our economics and public affairs correspondent, is with us now. David, what does this judgment mean?
Well, I think it's a really big surprise, and it significantly undermines Ireland's argument that it wasn't a tax haven and no particular companies were getting special treatment. In the immediate term, it means basically Ireland now collects this money. It is going to be an issue for the next government because it's unlikely to come through for another 6 or 8 months. And then the question is, what does the next government wish to do with it?
Does it damage our reputation internationally?
I think it does damage Ireland's reputation internationally. However, the government has been trying for a long number of years to fight this case, and it's done everything it possibly could. So I think that the multinationals will look at that and realise that the Irish government was trying to stand behind the policies which it had at the time. The other thing that's important to bear in mind is that a lot of the tax arrangements that Apple used have now been closed off. So from that point of view, it is historic.
It was $13 billion when it went into that escrow account to be held there. Do we know how much this money is worth now?
So it was $13 billion plus interest of $1.2 billion. At one point, it was over $14 billion. It was put into a fund which was supposed to be managed very conservatively so it wouldn't be lost on the stock markets or anything like that. However, obviously, bond rates were down for quite a period. It's now worth 13.7 billion euro.
When does Ireland get its hands on that money? What has government been saying?
So that is likely to happen early next year. And the question for the government is, what exactly is it going to do with it? So there's three potential options they could look at. The first thing they could do is use it to pay down the national debt, which is at more than 220 billion euro. The other thing the government could do is that it's recently set up two funds to save the windfall gains from taxing multinationals. It could be put into those funds. Or the third thing it could do is spend it on infrastructure. Housing, water, energy, schools all require money. Or the other thing it could do is do all of those things and give some money to all of them.
And will it have access to that full amount of money, or do other countries have some part to claim?
It's very difficult to see how, when the Irish government has been told the revenue commissioners should collect this money, that any other country actually has a claim on it. If they do have a claim, it'd be likely they'd have to go to the courts and make that claim through the courts. That may not happen. So I think the most likely is it's going to be collected by the revenue commissioners. After all, that's what the courts decided, that Ireland had to collect the money.
The tax process has changed historically. But what message does this send out to tech companies in Ireland today?
I think what it basically will mean is, I think that they will largely look at the fact that the tax situation has changed. This goes back some years, and at the time, Ireland was something of an outlier. It had a lower rate of corporation tax. There was a lot of concern about various tax arrangements like double Irish and so on and so forth. What it really means now, I think, is that the Irish government is going to have to do a job to ensure that the other multinationals are happy enough. The other thing is that potentially what they could do is use some of this money to spend it on infrastructure that multinationals would like to see enhanced in Ireland.
Finally, David, what has Apple said in relation to the judgment this morning?
So Apple basically has a big issue with all of this, and it says that it has been paying tax in Ireland and it's paid more than half a billion euro in tax in Ireland. It says that the issue was never how much tax it paid, but which government it was required to pay it to. And it claims that it has always paid the taxes that it owes in every jurisdiction that it operates. But obviously, it's been making that argument for some years, and the courts didn't take that on board in its final judgment.
David Murphy, thank you. Well, Labour's Jed Nash now joins us from our Oireachtas studio. Jed Nash, you're welcoming the decision on Apple. Why?
Well, it's hugely important that it brings to an end 8 years of real uncertainty. We have full clarity now on the status of what's now almost 14 billion euros. But as I said this morning, I've essentially two questions for government. Two questions arise from this judgment. You know, does this judgment have any knock-on implications for Ireland's corporation tax base and indeed our industrial and jobs policy? And then what productive social and economic use will emerge from this genuine windfall for our citizens? This is a really important judgment, and the dividend here needs to be put into productive use by this government. So what we want to see happen is the Minister for Finance commit and respond to our call for a dull debate next week on this particular question. The cursory statement from the Minister for Finance this morning, given that the last two governments have had 8 years to prepare for this eventuality, really leaves an awful lot to be desired. So we do
need
to hear.
What would a dull debate achieve at this stage?
Well, a number of different things. I think clarity, the Irish people are entitled to have clarity in terms of the government's plans for what is a genuine windfall and what purpose that money will be put to use for. Our view in Labour is that, for example, this money could be used to seed fund the establishment of a state construction company to end the boom and bust when it comes to housing provision. And the government then needs to take a much keener interest, for example, in delivering what was described as Ireland's moonshot moment to generate offshore wind, so we can, for example, resource our businesses better, cut our energy costs, and be net exporters of energy.
Jed Nash, when it comes to FDI, is there reputational damage here for Ireland? Do you worry this might send out a negative message to tech companies in Ireland?
Well, in some ways, I mean, this particular case might come and go. I did say earlier this morning that this is, in some ways, a judgment on what is now an historical matter. The Labour Party have always taken the view that corporations must pay a minimum effective rate of corporation tax. And that's not always been the case.
But what does it do now in relation to, is there any reputational damage?
Well, it's why we, that remains to be seen. One thing that we've been very clear on, and the Labour Party was, as it were, first out of the traps in 2021, and we were pilloried by Fine Gael and indeed Sinn Féin for urging Ireland to sign up to the Pillar 1 and Pillar 2 of the OECD process to make sure that there's a more ethical approach to corporation tax and that businesses have certainty. And I think in many ways this judgment, it's an historic one, it's on an historical issue, and because of reforms, for example, introduced in 2014 around the BEPS process and a minimisation of tax on international or intellectual property, then, you know, the reality is that the risk of something like this happening into the future is minimised. But the Minister needs to be clear that there are no outstanding cases either, and that Revenue, for example, hadn't signed up previously to similar arrangements that Apple now appear to have enjoyed.
13 billion euro in back taxes. Now, you say this is a genuine windfall for the state. How'd you spend that money?
Well, as I said, I mean, the biggest social and economic issue facing this country is the provision of housing. And this government, to putting it mildly, has underperformed. What we would like to see done is
you're
to,
talking about seeding this construction for housing. Is that where you'd put all the money?
No, we would put a goodly proportion of it into that. And I think the state needs to take a much keener interest, for example, in the development of offshore wind. We are slow to develop offshore wind in this country. I think there is potential, for example, for the state where there may be market failure and it's not happening quickly enough to take, for example, equity stakes and to urge, you know, state operators themselves to actually take more of an interest in developing offshore wind, because, you know, what we need to do is reduce energy, you know, energy costs in Ireland are the third highest in the European Union, and we have an absolute responsibility to cut our emissions. So, for example, there's no shortage of good homes to be found for this genuine windfall resource that's emerged, and it should be put to productive social and economic use.
Jed Nash, Labour spokesperson on finance, public expenditure and reform. Thanks for joining us from our Oireachtas studio this afternoon.